Hello.
Hi.
Denim, yeah.
Sets. Right. We're recording.
The park
is this
away.
All of us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome everyone. Can you introduce us to your guest?
This is my sister, Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Hi.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. We can just get started with the... Do we have any citizen comments? It'd just be from you two.
No comments?
No.
Not yet. You're welcome to comment anytime.
Okay. Cool. So we need to come up with what we want to do for the mural budget. Mm-hmm. And so I had our intern draft this up. These are just proposed numbers. It's totally up to you guys on what we want to do, what we want to recommend. So we need to kind of figure out, and maybe you can give us your input on what you think is a fair amount, because we're just trying to figure out how to do this. So let me jump this to this budget first. So we know we have $10,000 budget from the city council. And we have a potential of getting a grant up to $10,000. It has to be a 50% grant from Davis County Tourism that we can get. So we could have a total of $20,000, but we know we have a definite $10,000. How much do we want to spend? And so we tried to call around, and someone like this, the fees like in Midvale, they have a set fee South Salt Lake, I think was $5,500. So we tried to come up with what kind of a formula would that be. And if we figured we did an artist fee of $2,000, and then this is all figuring on like about 1,200 square feet, which is what that mural would be on the side of the building over here across the street. It costs about $1 a square foot for high quality outdoor paint that you want to use. The anti-graffiti coating is about $90 per 100 square feet, so it'd come to about $1,000. And then depending on how tall of a scissor lift you have to rent, it's between $800 to $1,700 a week. So that's about $5,300. So the question is, do we think, I really want to know if you think that $2,000 is a fair stipend for the artist, or should it be higher? I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into these things.
It looks like you've been able to get the square footage estimates on paint, but what is an estimate of what an artist might need?
They're all over the place.
Per time, per hour.
Yeah.
How long do you think Jeannie will take you to do this?
I'm not sure. Actually, prepping the building would be a different thing. Painting it,
is the easy part. It's the prep that's...
Well, yeah, I mean...
What goes into the prep?
So you have to make sure there's no chipped paint on the original building. So you have to do that, and then power wash it, and then the whole thing has to be kilzed.
Oh.
You have to put down a base. And then, all of the windows or anything have to be taped around there. Yeah. So
there's a lot of prep work, okay?
So there's some prep work, too, that we should look into, the cost for that.
And would you do the prep work yourself, or would you want that hired out?
I mean, it's possible for us to do it ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that would need to add to the artist fee then.
But probably the pressure washing, we would hire somebody to do that, because you probably wouldn't have that.
You know, I do have a power wash.
But every artist might not.
But, yeah, personally I have one. But, that might be something that's worth
That we can look into what that might cost.
Yeah.
Because if that's, you know... I don't know. I don't know how much.
Would the city
charge?
Have that kind of stuff to do?
Would they have the equipment?
Yeah, is that something like the city?
I don't know. I would think that on something
like
that.
Would. Yeah. A pressure washer?
We probably do, but with the liability of the damage that could be done from pressure washing, I think we would want to hire a professional company so that they know what they're doing. The public works guys are great, and probably on our own facilities, we don't risk anything. But on private property, I think that we would probably want to hire a professional, because then their work would be guaranteed and insured.
Yeah,
and in case they broke a window while they were doing it, or whatever else can happen when you're power washing.
But especially that building, our building particularly has that old brick. So I'm assuming that would need to be done correctly.
And then the base coat would be something that's just the... It's just rolled on or sprayed on, maybe?
Either one, yeah. Okay. Rolled or sprayed. I think with the brick, you'd spray it so you get in between all the cracks, but yeah.
This brick is so porous.
Yeah.
It makes sense that spraying would work better.
Yeah, I think putting the base layer down prevents from chipping or peeling of the mural over time and makes a...
And when you're painting that, do you think that would require a rental of a spray painter? Do you think that's something an artist would have, equipment they would already have?
I don't know about other artists. I think, personally, we have a paint sprayer that could actually spray the, you know, that kills the base of it.
Okay. Everyone's just trying to figure out, make sure that we think of all of the costs so we can get those things added into there. So how do you think we could best go about figuring out like a time for, like, if just the artist was their work? Because I want to pay the artist for, you know, we obviously can't pay like the top artist who would garner $20,000 for a mural, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be people that want to get their name out there and are willing to not be paid a ton.
I don't have an answer to that question, but I was just going to say, could we just take one step back and report about your presentation to City Council?
Oh, yes. Gosh, I skipped that. Yeah, okay. Actually, I put it on afterwards.
Because something that was mentioned there was one location, maybe two, maybe three.
So that kind of plays into what we need to, kind of an idea of, well, I was trying to get to an idea of, like, how much money do we think one mural would cost, and then we would know how much money two murals would cost.
Or do we want to make sure to get three, and how do we make sure to get three?
So those are kind of the ideas. So the council loved all of these ideas. They thought they were great. They weren't sure about the trust building, but I wanted to show you a few of what I... So I showed them these, which we'd already seen. On that building. And then I went and pulled some of the other buildings that we talked about.
Nice. That looks
good job. So that I could send them to the owners. Now, I did send these slides to this owner. I haven't gotten a response yet. Like, I asked him in person, and then I was like, I'm going to send you this. And he was kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm like, let me send you some things, and you don't have to say yes right now or no right now. You can just think about it, and then let's talk again later. So I this is what I sent him, was some of this. So I'm hopeful, but I think it would be really cool if they were willing to do something.
That base
like
is a knockout.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
They just fit that. These long ones fit that palette really nicely.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I think I loved the vase on the trust building too.
Yeah,
but they weren't well.
And then I threw these ones on. Oh. This would be really big and would require a much more expensive scissor list if we went that far on these ones. But they also kind of fit with the windows. They're interesting.
Cool.
I thought. Anyway, I thought it would be kind of cool if you. Even if you could line up where, like, the window was on some of those buildings with the actual window, that would be really charming.
Yeah.
And then I threw some on this building that's Kitty Corner
across
the street on these townhomes. I don't know what would go into asking this if they, because the HOA owns the outside of the building and the individual owns the individual units. So I'm pretty sure it would be the HOA that would have to give the approvals for.
When I saw you present this, I wondered if you had talked to the HOA, because we
had
talked about the perpendicular, you know, the other street, the entrance possibly, and maybe they were saying you can have this one.
No.
My impression, Jerry, when this was shown, was this looked like we just were trying everything, but we really, as a committee, said there's three locations that were great. So that one kind of threw me, is all I'm saying.
I just threw that in because I thought that would be something interesting. Yeah. This one was harder to get a good perspective on the building, so obviously the art is not in perspective, but the building is.
You said the City Council was not too excited about putting it on the trust building. They just didn't think they would be able to put it on the trust building.
They weren't. This was not their favorite.
They weren't sure if it was a company fit, is what my impression was, like,
which
trust
I
building.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want art that's insurance related?
I was not quite surprised.
Sure what they meant by that.
But I think that's a bizarre question. So then, why would we put any kind of art on any kind of building?
Right.
Like, if it doesn't, like...
I'd love to go back and ask them that question. My impression is that we showed them six things instead of three things, and it looked like we just wanted them anywhere. But this one was really key.
I was just trying to show them what it might look like on some of these that we hadn't, how they kind of, and wanted to get their impression on how they felt about the idea of the town center.
I do think they got pretty excited about it.
And they were pretty excited about the town center.
Okay.
So I think if we have willing building owners, then I think that's really the key.
Yeah.
Is if we have the willing building owners, I believe the city council will get behind all that because they were super excited and thought it was a great idea to do your use your dad's art. And especially the building that you, the first building that we showed, the first one, they were really excited about.
And I just went away from this meeting so excited about creating place, like Heidi was talking about, like, let's just get some David Montanaro art in a place where it's like, you need to drive to that town to see that art.
Right.
And that place, it's pretty key work.
Which then there's one other cost that we need to figure out too, would be some sort of a plaque so that people could come up and scan a QR code, so that's probably a couple $100s by the time you come up with that, so they can click on it and read about the artist and read about the art. So I don't know how much that's going to be, but that is another cost that we need to take into consideration. So what do you guys, how are you feeling about the budget? Are we in the right neighborhood? Do you think we should try to do a higher, I personally think we should try to do a little higher stipend. I mean, I think a lot of work goes into these.
Absolutely.
I was going to say at least 2,500, if not more. I mean, Jean, you're the first one doing it. Like, did you have any number in your head when you thought about doing this?
I didn't really. You know, me personally, I'd be fine, you know, with another artist. I would say that depending on how much time it takes, that'd be pretty low.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to probably be a significant amount of time into it as far as hours go.
Yeah.
So in the last meeting, you mentioned that you've done larger scope artwork. What is the biggest you've done?
I mean, it was just in high school. I painted wall, probably the height of this wall here.
And do you remember how long that took you? In hours?
I know it's been a minute, but... I don't know.
That's where I was going with this, is just... You know, hour wise, how long? Because that would be.
It'll take like if you said would I have done in a week or 2 weeks? Like,
I mean, I would say a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks for sure.
And if he or she is working alone or working with people or you know, all of that is probably something to take into consideration with the fee.
Well, and that's a consideration to take into to think about too, because if it's going to take 2 weeks and we need to rent a scissor lift for 2 weeks, so that cost comes in. And so we're kind of trying to think of maybe this first year we try to do only one or maybe two, and we stay in these somewhere in these neighborhood of these price ranges, and then we really can understand, okay, it really took you know, 60 hours to paint it or whatever after it's all done.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll keep track of that. So we have a basis to understand, because it's just so foreign to me.
It's all new. Maybe for some perspective, at my day job, we've been working towards a similar thing, and our budget was closer to $15,000 to $20,000 for one. And I think...
And how big was that mural?
Much smaller. Maybe more the size of... that wall. Like, yeah, it wouldn't be
maybe
so
600
big.
Square feet instead, or?
Possibly, but I think the artist fee was probably closer to 5 to 8, maybe 10.
Did that include their paint, or were
I don't think so.
Expensive. He made this little calculator up for us so that we could go in here and we could figure out, okay, like, if that mural was 1,200 square feet, and he just started with this as a basis, right? We know about how much the paint is, and we know you can put in how tall it is so that you know what size of scissor lift to rent, and then it would pop out the
number. I think paying per square foot is very common, but I think it would be probably closer to, so that's $1 per square foot.
Right.
And I think it would be probably closer to maybe to industry standard, and maybe you'd know better, Heidi, but I would think $10 to $20 per square foot is probably more standard.
I'm going to quickly Google it. Sherry, what's
for the paint?
For the artist. Password. For the guest.
Oh,
Right there. Sorry, got it. All right, I got it.
For artist fee, sorry. Yes.
This is ridiculously low for an artist suite. That's the
right,
bottom
like
line.
Yeah, yeah. I would think $10 to $20 per square foot might be closer. But.
Yeah.
But if we did, if we went that high.
But the dollar per square foot, I think, was just for the paint.
For the paint, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
that's
I
the cost of the paint.
Yeah. Yeah. So $2,000.
But still, that would be the. Then that would be like $2 a square foot at $2,000
like
stipend. Or even $2,500, that'd be about $200 a square feet. But then I don't know if when you're, if what you're calculating includes the paint. Because like some of the things I've seen when I Google it online, it's between, you know, it can be between $5 and $20 a square foot. But I think that includes the paint cost in there too.
Yeah.
So I think we just have to think about that. And then there's the anti-graffiti coating. So that's another $1,000 on top of that. So
that
we're not asking them to provide any of those materials. We would pay for all of those materials. So you have to, we just have to balance that out with that we aren't going to pay for all the materials. But I'm absolutely on board with raising that stipend up.
But sure, you're saying right now we only have
a guaranteed
10.
Yeah.
So I guess the bigger question is,
if we want to do two, we got to go for the grant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we just start with this one. And then, because actually when you talked about that QR code, I was like, oh yeah, the cost behind the QR code is the development of the website that right now, at first it'll just direct you this one artist and this one piece, but eventually that QR code is going to take you to like our entire platform of the North Salt Lake Art Walk. So somebody's going to have to develop that. That's another cost that will eventually come.
I mean, it'll probably link to something that's within our own platform for the city website.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll create a page that we can link to it.
Yeah.
But still, there is...
There's cost behind that.
There's cost behind
website
that
development.
And
so
printing the materials up and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I kind of lean on the side of, let's do one this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's set the price for this, and then let's see how it goes. And then we can come back and reevaluate. Okay, look, next year, if we really want to do two, we really need this amount of budget. We can try it. We'll still go for the grant, and they'll pay for 50% of the cost, and then we may have some budget left over that we can then roll into next year's advertising for artists or any additional things.
I'm sure we'll learn a lot doing one.
Can I make a comment here? So as far as, like, the artist budget goes, I mean, a higher pay is nice, but if something is involving my dad's work, then as an artist, I wouldn't be... You know, my priority wouldn't be making you know, industry standard.
Right. We totally appreciate that, but we also think that you should be compensated for your time.
Yeah.
So we want you to know that we value you as well.
But on some level, that's, you know,
it's secondary.
Nice, but that's not going to be my highest priority.
We're not leaving that in your hands, and you don't need to worry. We're going to give you more than $2,000. I think you should give me more than $2,000. So,
you know, but it doesn't have to be, you know, like, the cost of what a normal mirror artist would get paid.
Right.
And, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time doing big stuff, but, I mean, I've painted probably 20.
You've done more
20,
big stuff than the rest
I've
of us.
I've done an incredible
know.
Amount of painting.
Yeah.
So,
great.
Yeah.
Well, and you know your dad's work better than,
you know, so
any other average painter out on the street.
Yeah.
You know his work, so you know what his spirit is and how he would want it portrayed. And
that,
I think,
so.
Is what's important
that.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if there's, you know, like a possible opportunity to get a grant that would pay for 50% and we have the opportunity to do two with my dad's pieces, then, you know, it could, I would rather have that happen than worry about the pay for the artist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the lift goes, I think you would do it where you do the lower half of the building where you don't have to have a lift for that first part, and then you do all the upper part on the second.
That's smart.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So,
because you wouldn't really need it for the lower part, would you?
Yeah.
I know we need to set a budget, but I feel like we're going to have some variable costs. So that's why I like the idea of just doing one and saying, well, we're setting our budget at $6,000 or $6,500. But when we get into the cost of materials, like you're saying, like the kills and the website development, like maybe we give ourselves a cushion as a committee.
I was thinking that.
Because I don't know, I think it'd be very easy to go over budget
$1,015
on this first round.
So if we try to say we want to set the budget at like $6,500,
yeah,
then If we go over, we're okay. But if we get a grant, then we could do
two murals.
We could do two murals, and we have that cushion for both of them.
I like that.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's really smart.
Yeah. So I think
even that number sounds good.
Yeah, because if we up the artist fee to $3,000, and then you said we need the kills and the building prep, which
could be another $1,000.
Let's just say that.
This is estimated at that.
Okay, so we were at 53, we're gonna go to 63, plus another, so we're at 7,300 right there.
Right.
So I like the idea of let's just do one, let's up that budget, $2,000. We have a cushion. I think we're being fair to the artist. I think we're being fair.
And I think we have a great chance with Discover Davis.
I feel really strong that we would get a grant for a second mural. And I think that's how we would propose it. We're requesting a grant for this much because we would like to be able to do two murals.
We need a set.
And
perfect set.
Yeah.
And that would be great.
When do you think you'll find out, Sherry?
So their applications open in the summer. I think they close around July 31st. And then by the end of August, they let you know whether you've done it. And then the painting would take place in September before the weather turns. And while it's still kind of warm, but not too warm that it's too hot to paint out, to be outside.
But can we do this first one right away? What's our timeline?
We were planning on that timeline.
For the first one?
Any that get painted to be painted in that time frame.
That's a lot
But how does that work?
For a lot of time on you.
What was the time?
If we did to paint during September, would that be?
That'd be perfect because my 5-year-old starts kindergarten.
That's a full day?
Yeah. Yes.
And you had mentioned before, too, that you thought maybe one of your siblings would want to paint one of the other ones, or would you think you would do both of them?
Probably maybe work on one and then the other one, or
they might help you.
Yeah, something kind
of.
So
could you get two done in a month if you had all of September, 4 weeks?
I think September and October, if two, but yeah, I mean, it may go faster than I initially think, but.
And we may start a little earlier if we find out earlier.
Yeah.
If we get the grant. We just haven't applied for this grant before.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, based on what they've posted the previous years, that if we get it in on time and there's not any competition for the grant, because it doesn't seem like they have very much competition for it last year, that once they have a really good award candidate that we would, find out about a lot sooner. And that's just the maximum that each entity can ask for. They don't just have 10,000. It's just what each city
awarded.
Or whatever, each award is a maximum of 10,000. So I know they have more than just the 10,000 to give. So I don't think it's that we're competing against, Layton or somebody
else.
Do
we apply and have a valid plan to get it?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Do we have a good plan? Do we have an idea? Do we have buildings that are willing to have it be painted? Do we have willing?
Did you say matching? We have to put up.
Yes, so we've put up the matching amount. So we have to say our budget is $10,000. We're asking you for $10,000, so that we have $20,000 to do this, this many murals, and
That's awesome.
I don't know if they'll give us the full $10,000, but I think we have a pretty good shot at it.
So are you saying that we can't start on it until we know whether we have the, this first one would be part of that grant ask?
Well, they wouldn't. Yeah, because it would be part of that grant app.
Gotcha.
Because if we spent our money up front and then we say we wanted you to match that money for another one, they're really not matching the money because we already spent that.
Oh, okay.
Some grants work that way.
Yeah.
But you're saying that, this one doesn't.
I don't think so.
We would be
able to do that.
So if we find out that we don't get the matching, then we only do one.
Then we only do one.
Okay.
So we still,
gotcha.
If we found out we didn't get the match, we would still have the money to do one.
One at least.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This year.
I bet it could be done in a month.
Yeah.
I've done 3 murals just, in my kids' bedrooms, entire wall. But that was little intricate stuff like fairies and, stuff that took a terribly long time. But your dad's, the wonderful thing I love about his artwork is the geometry, the shapes.
Yeah.
They're large and...
Yeah.
That might make it easier.
Yeah, 4 murals, I think it's better not to have too much detail.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of resources, so if it ended up being one, we can make it happen. If it ends up being two, we can make it happen.
Great
day.
I love this.
I like it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody want to make a motion that we recommend that the budget be $3,000 for the stipend and then these other costs?
I'll make a motion that we have $3,000 for the artist thing with a total budget of $7,300.
With a cushion.
With a cushion, mm-hmm. up to another, for one mural.
Do we have a second?
To propose to Davis, Discover Davis.
And propose and two proposes, murals.
Yeah, yeah. And propose two murals with the grant.
I second that.
Great.
Okay. That was Camille and Heidi.
So voted.
Okay. Because you're recording this somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The microphones are live.
Okay.
So they're recording. And so Heidi made the motion and Camille seconded. And everybody voted in favor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, I was right here. I'm not sure. I'm not
we
sure
have
I heard
a vote?
That. Wanted to make sure I actually heard it because I wasn't sure. Because I can't think and listen and
yeah,
write at the same time.
Yeah, everyone else is in favor, and
so.
I am terrible at running meetings, so.
Don't even worry about it, because we're all casual.
Oh, by the way, we need to vote.
Cool.
All tell right. your intern thank you. They did a good job.
He's really,
that out.
He's really great. So we'll work on our... For
wait, go back, Sherry. What was that building? Was that just a random one that you just showed, or is that our city?
These ones?
Not. Go to the next one. Was it? What is that? Is that our city?
No.
Was I just,
no.
Okay.
These are just ones that I had found when we were proposing.
I was like, that's
to
a great building
mural.
For a mural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we were proposing
totally.
The murals, those are just what
okay.
we.
Okay. We need a really big budget
I
so we can build a building like that.
I don't know for sure, but this. Actually, this building kind of looks like a building on Main Street in Pleasant Grove, but I can't be sure
oh.
of that.
Yeah,
but I
it's a
feel
cute
like
building.
That looks really familiar. I grew
super
up in Pleasant Grove.
So oh, so you know. Yeah,
I
it's a charming little building.
I don't know that for sure, but it
looks,
super
like something.
Familiar. But I can't guarantee where that actually
that's
is.
That's pretty amazing.
So
yeah.
we just found inner pictures on the internet and went, oh, that's a
that's
cool,
good one.
Cool mural.
That's a good one.
Those are, that's
yeah.
convinced the council that we need to do this mural program, so let's find pictures of cool
well, that was
murals
a good
photo
pick.
Like.
Yeah.
So in May, we will work at getting the contracts and the buildings. The staff will work on that and get the agreements.
Great.
We have draft agreements with the building owners and for with the artists.
Okay.
So
did we pick which art? Did we pick
oh,
the one?
So do you want to do that?
Is that the one we picked?
No, you haven't chosen.
Oh.
So
did the council have any, they saw all of the artwork, correct? Did they have any opinions?
They liked all of them. I think everybody kind of likes this one
yeah,
a lot.
That
but
one's
yeah.
cool.
As far as that one goes, yellow is the fastest fading color on a mural.
Okay, good to know.
So I think there was one that Heidi really liked that my mom...
I know, and I'm wishing we'd written
it
down
had,
that day you were
I
there.
Know which one it is. It has
you
the
do?
Buildings on the left. Yeah, and my mom liked the one that
okay.
she liked the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, there was one that I thought screamed like it was painted for that building.
I can pull it up.
You pull it up? Okay.
And I didn't include all of these. I just did select ones for the council because
it was this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, it was this one.
And that has a lot of.
Oh yeah.
Remember that
right.
one?
Yeah.
And the buildings fit on the left
right.
side of the
yeah.
building well.
Yeah, I loved that. Jean,
and we
that was
the
one I loved.
Because
yeah,
and I loved how
one.
This came up. Yes, I remember
yeah.
this now. That's the one.
But that's
yeah.
not
cool.
this.
That's
one.
The one.
Yeah, that's
no.
cool.
It's not this one, right?
No.
Okay, so let me go back a month.
Because I thought you'd put them all on there. I thought you'd put this one on there. That's why I liked it.
This one?
That one.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's,
that
I loved
cool.
that one on that building. I like the way the windows and that geometric fit in between the windows on the right. I love the left.
Do you want to say this one for this wall, and then we'll work on other walls, and then we'll decide which building we can get approval from an owner, and then you can pick work on the art for that one. Because we
yeah.
want to make sure that whatever the canvas is it landscape or is it portrait?
Yeah.
that we pick the right for that
fit.
One. And I will really, really twist Knowlton General's arm.
Yeah, you can do it.
I would motion to do this one on this building. That,
yeah.
I'm not offended if anybody else says no, but I like it.
That has more of the deeper colors and not as much yellow,
yeah.
so that's...
Yeah, I know my mom's happy with that one.
Okay.
Awesome.
Do we
that's
need
important.
To vote on that?
I don't know.
Anybody
wants
to second
that
motion?
Pink door? It makes it look real.
I don't know.
That's so true.
Does that have a name? Do you know? Or
they
didn't really name it.
No,
he didn't name his pieces.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? We should maybe pour a little pad right by that pink door so people can take their picture by it.
Gosh.
That would be awesome because then it becomes a social media thing that trends hashtag David Montero North Salt Lake.
I love it.
That would be awesome to do.
I love that.
Right in front of the pink door. Hashtag pink door. North Salt Lake or something.
And obviously, remember that she'll be in charge of the composition on where, because I couldn't manipulate it inside the box. So you'll put it in the right spot. So I trust. So it may not look exactly like this.
Husband will.
Okay. But you will. The artist will be in charge of that, not Sherry.
Yeah.
Because she could not manipulate it on the PowerPoint to.
That's true.
Scale it to the building.
To scale it to the building and. The right shape and stuff, because you can see it's a little different than the way it got kind of squished in there when I inserted that. But so
I like them.
I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. This was only for demonstration purposes.
Pretty amazing what you're able to do.
Convince you how awesome it will be, but I love that idea of having that pink door somewhere on this end where people could stand in front of it, because that's not very tall.
Would that be okay with the residents?
Well, the pink door is a house, I believe, but the door next to it.
This one's a house, and that's the door?
Yeah, that's the door.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Either way, somebody's going to want, the pink door would be a great selfie spot.
Yeah.
With the mural that trends North Salt, like Art Walk, David Montero, Pink House, whatever. I think it's a great way to start out.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to want to drive my motorcycle on the sidewalk.
Yes! Yes! Totally!
Because we do that all the time when we go on our trips.
Yes.
So we're always taking pictures of mural art with our motorcycles.
So cool.
I'm just telling you right now, there may be a day where you'll see Sherry's motorcycle on the sidewalk.
And when all the kids are across the street at their games and stuff, they'll want to come take pictures in front of this after games. As parents are watching, crowds are watching, everyone want to come over and take a picture.
Their parents are playing pickleball across the street.
Yep. Everyone want to come over and take a picture in front of this, which I think will be awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll remember which one this is.
Yes.
And I will remember now, too, that it was this one, and I'll mark it because I don't have a name to put on there. So.
Love it.
Okay. So let's go back to this one then.
And who is the owner that you're going to twist their arm?
That's
one?
These ones.
City's
The City Edge.
Oh. I think that one
I like
right
the
there.
Flowers.
Yeah, I like the
base. I just love that base right there.
The base City's Edge.
Escape is nice too, but that's so great.
I just think it would be so great on this, which is why I put them in and sent them those pictures, because I wanted him to see. Look, we're not wanting to put something up that you would reflect badly on your building, right?
Yeah.
We want it to be something that's playful and fun, but really is a beautiful piece of art.
But what was the vibe when you were talking to him? Was it like...
He was like, well, I don't know about painting on the brick. I mean, because he's just never... Nobody's ever asked them before.
Yeah. Well, I'd be the same way if it was my building and I was randomly
approached. So they have to marinate, right? And then they haven't seen any art, right? Because they haven't seen anything yet. So then they're like... Well, what would I'm like, look, you would have final say over whether the piece of art that was chosen is the piece that you would need to agree to it. You would need to like that art too.
Yeah.
So let me send you some pictures so that we can, can talk with your partners and see if it's something that's excited. But they're like arty guys, so I really.
I love it. It's like, North Salt Lake, where you drive in and there's a base, there's this huge base.
Their offices are right on Main Street in Bountiful. The buildings that they're in have murals on them right on that block.
Mm. Which one is it?
Knowlton General. Their contractor, that's a contractor, so it's Brian
On
Knowlton.
Main Street in Bountiful?
Mm-hmm. They're in the back part of the building, but they're right there in front of the arts.
They're right behind the BDAC?
Yes.
Oh, they're right behind the BDAC?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's where their offices are.
Then they should like art. They're attached to
the BDAC. Well, just being in there, you be in their office, they have pieces of art in there. And so I'm not sure that Randy's as much as excited, that he would be as excited as Brian would be. I think Brian would be more excited, so I need to send it to Brian.
Yes.
Send it to Randy, because that's who I first talked to. But and Brian Knowlton is Ted Knowlton's brother.
Oh, no kidding.
He's on the city council.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
I can also...
I
can also ask him to
Kate
twist
Bradshaw,
his brother's arm.
With Kate Bradshaw, who's a big arty.
Yeah.
And so.
So I can twist other arms in that category a little bit. I can,
Way to go, Sherry.
I try. So, and I'm going to New Jersey with Ted next week for a trip, so I can I can bend his ear in the Uber ride between the.
Well, sell him hard on this one.
And I was going to say, and find out what his pushback was on the trust building, like if he had one, or if that's.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I will. I'll bend his ear on that one too, while we're trapped in the airplane.
Trust building just seems like I want that one bad.
Yeah, I think it would be spectacular.
I just think when you look at this on the left and the trust building on the right, it's like you can't miss it.
It's an experience.
And then don't stop, take a left, and then you're like,
oh, wow, that's cool. And then you look over here, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that idea of people getting excited.
While we're in this block, may I just say, do we get to find out what plans are going for the triangle? Like, does the art committee get to weigh in on the triangle?
I can bring them to you.
I'd love to see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we
that's
will
like
want
a major entryway
for
North
Salt Lake. Because we're going to be branding and stuff, so we'll want you guys to look at it.
Cool.
I'll make sure that they get that. But we bring that to you for sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Back to...
Does that include Hatch Park? Can I just ask if that includes... I mean, is there art...
and in fact, city manager in my meeting today asked me to talk to you about when we talk about the budget for this upcoming request. So,
okay.
So yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
So let's go now. Then get past these. Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit more and see if you had any more thought about the goals that you and programs that you want to do. Because as we think about this, then we need to make a budget request to the city council to include in next year's budget. What things do we want to do for art? So when I was talking to Ken today, he was like, we wanted to engage you guys to think about like markers or signage that we can do in Hatch Park, as well as public art in the park. So I think those are some of the things that we need to do some research on, like, if we want to put statues in the park, or do we want to put, maybe we want to put murals on buildings, in the park, or the pavilions, or the backdrops, or something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, where do we want to have that impact? And then we need to be able to do some research and figure out how much those things would cost, and ask the council to stick some money in a budget for us to explore those. I don't know how much to start, because I don't know where
you want
to start from.
What was it before?
So there hasn't been any budget.
Oh,
so
we're starting
budget,
from scratch.
Yeah, we're starting from scratch.
How long do we have to come up with a budget?
Well, so they'll adopt their budget before the last meeting in June.
Oh,
so
that's quick.
Just for some reference, Parks and Arts was $14,000, and then it got cut this last year.
Right.
Because we didn't ever get close to spending it.
So we, as a committee...
You never spent $14,000?
No, and so that included events and a lot of different things. So what they've done with the committees is they're giving us... So there's two parts of the budget. There's some operation budget. So they're putting into our budget, I think, $600. So when we have events, if we need to buy water for the events or little handouts or something, if we have something that we need to do, we want to buy candy bars or whatever to hand out to the kids, if we go to the vendor fair or something, let's say. So that's kind of like an operational budget. But we are looking for what do we want to try and spend in public art. So we want to definitely, we're going to ask for next year's budget to put in another, put a $10,000. We want that to be an annual thing, right, at the minimum, as we start for the murals. But what do we want to tackle as far as other public art and what we would like to ask the council for? I mean, is there something that we want to start with?
We need to go do homework, because first of all, I would love to have sculptures. And I know Bountiful does, so we probably need to call Bountiful and say, what do you pay for? And they're rented. Like, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Like, those sculptures...
Cycle?
Yeah, like a few years. Yeah, and I had no idea with that. Like, where do you find stuff like that? Where do you go to say, hey, can we rent a sculpture to sit in our city? I don't even know where you... So we'd have to call Bountiful.
So do you think I bet Bountiful probably has an arts committee too. Maybe we should.
They do. I have an article about them right here.
Oh. So
tell
maybe
us what you know.
What we should do is like ask to go
meet with
and
them
be
or something
on their agenda and help give them, ask them to give us some pointers.
Yes.
So I have a couple of ideas, and one was based on this article. This was in the City Journal. You know, yeah. It just comes in the mail. Anyway, so what building is this? The City Chambers, they are featuring art just in their City Chambers.
Is that, or is that the county building?
Oh. Let's see. West Bountiful City Chambers feature a few stable elements.
This West Bountiful Arts Council recently put artwork from Debbie Caldwell on display at the City Chamber. So that's West Bountiful.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, West Bountiful. So anyway, they do that. What else do they do? They decorate the City Chambers with the artwork. They just feature... They had photographs up there previously before they had this Debbie Caldwell. Debbie Caldwell is somebody on their Arts Council, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so they host musical performances from this same room where they are featuring this art. And then they also feature individuals and students, local students. And they just try and involve the community as much as they possibly can, which, I mean, it was such a short article. Some of it was on Debbie Caldwell, and then just those couple of paragraphs where it's talking about different things that they do in the City Chambers. Anyway, if we had a place where we could, I have so many ideas, I'm trying to consolidate them all into one, but if we could do a call out for local artists, if we could do some kind of North Salt Lake Sunset painting art contest, if we could do, you know, just where we have special features in each month or every couple of months that have to do with something having to do with the community. I think that'd be really cool. There are so many artists in the community, and if we could feature their work, the first one we could feature is More of Your Dad's, and to just get things going. So that's that idea.
And we have the council chambers with two really big walls like that. Yes. So that would be a really good place because it's open to the public during office hours, right? So people could come in
Absolutely.
And they could wander through
and it could just
take a look
be
at them.
A gallery until we have something else.
Right.
And right now this is a gallery wall you probably saw on the way in the photo contest.
Yeah, for the photo contest.
And I think just like the photo contest, there's no reason why we couldn't do a North Salt Lake art contest of painting.
I think we're just getting around to talk. Oh, sorry.
Yes, so I was going to lead that into the arts, so the photo contest, right? Because that's going to be, that's ours, mm-hmm. right? So we have NSL Reads and the photo contest. Those are our two events for our committee. So can you maybe tell me what kind of budget you've needed for those two things?
I think NSL Reads, we operated with less than 1,000, so we've just thought of that. And the photo contest is... in the last 2 years gone completely online, so it's just been communication and and mounting the pictures.
But there's prizes,
and prizes, yeah. So I think under 1,000 for that too.
So because I think that there's operational, they're giving us 600, and then each one of those events gets a budget like $1,000 or something like that.
Okay.
Cool. So does that seem reasonable for...
I think more, I mean, if photo contests added unto it, an artist contest, then you know, we re-up that budget.
So what if we asked for $1,000 for photo and arts contests, so it wasn't just photos?
Yeah.
We could do one, you know, we do the photo contest in the fall, and then maybe we do a painting contest in the winter, maybe we do a sketch or a watercolor contest in the spring.
I love a student exhibit.
Student
exhibit.
Art.
Yeah, I love
you know.
That.
And I think we're just a skosh away from having an arts festival with this group. I just don't think that's unreasonable to
I think that would
be
so
planning
fun.
Ahead for that.
Before you walked in, I was telling Sherry, I just went and had some art reframed. I went downtown. I'd never gone there. It was referred to me by this woman's bringing in art from Ukraine. And so I said, where do you go with this art frame? And she goes, oh, I just go to Brushworks. And then Brushworks.
Yeah, Tori's gallery.
Well, now it's owned by Wally Beck.
Wally Beck, Tori's his wife.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I didn't know he was a North Dakota resident. And we got in this long conversation, and I told him, I said, Wally would love to have you.
He is a fanatic.
So I said it to Suzette Jackson, said, Suzette, you need to get Wally. And he said to me, I would love to participate.
He totally would.
Yeah.
He would. Anything you need, Wally would do it for you.
Yeah, that's what he said. So he's kind of new to art, though. He just bought this gallery, like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's
been... What's his last name?
Beck. Yeah, it's been about, probably 5 years.
Yeah, and his son, he bought it for his son who tragically died.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he died of an asthma attack last June.
Crazy. So we're young father. Yeah. Like, that's sad. But he was very excited to be a part of this community, and we told him about this whole program with Dan Montero and doing this whole thing. He was so excited about this.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, well, it's only once a quarter you come. And he's was like, yeah, give him my, he gave me his card, all his personal information, and I gave it to Suzette and said he'd be a great addition to help open up the world of.
He really would. He's got a lot of resources. So
yeah.
And whenever they do, so they do gallery nights.
Yeah.
And when they do a gallery night, they always feature an artist. And the artist is actually there so that you can talk to him. So anyway, their favorite thing is to feature local talent.
Yeah.
So in their gallery. So
he'd be a great addition. We could get him on this committee. Just at least he'd probably have a pulse on like.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic. Yeah.
So
he's so enthusiastic about art.
It seems like if we can make that connection, we naturally need to get Dave Montanaro's art there to kind of kick this all off.
How are you all feeling
about all this, by the way? Do you want to stay for all the budget talk of that, or how are you feeling about where it's headed?
About staying in the meeting
for the rest of the meeting.
Yeah.
We don't want to bore you.
We're saying you can stay, but if you
find it all interesting.
Okay.
We take it over, don't mind. And then we're gonna put Dave here, and we're gonna put Dave here.
I mean, I submitted 17 pieces of my dad's, but he has probably close to 1,500 pieces.
So I think that's kind of what we need to come up with. Like, do we want to try and do a contest, like a quarterly contest? Then in maybe the other months, like there would be a month where the winners or entries into those would be displayed for a month. And then maybe work into something where the other months we display the works of local artists
students,
for a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you imagining, as far as display, like needing like a hanging system with the wire?
I would think so.
I feel like that might be a budget consideration. I feel like those are probably in the thousands.
We should put that in the budget for next year so we can put the system in place so that when we finally do the thing.
Yeah.
So we should look into what it costs to put an art system in the council chambers, because we'd have to have it before we ever even started this project.
And we might need lighting.
Oh, absolutely right. Sherry, that's top of the list.
Wow.
Good art has to have good light, so.
And I would think longer than a month, just would think quarterly maybe.
For featuring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's fine. Then.
Yeah, by the time you curate a show, it takes so much energy to get it up. Yeah.
So if we were doing it where they were
quarterly.
But then how would we do the display of the contest stuff? Or would we do the display of the contest stuff? Or would we do display a different local artist for a quarter?
Okay, this is a whole different discussion, I think, because now you're talking about programs. We're gonna have to have the whole program for every year. Like, what we're going to rotate through. Like, we'd have to do, like, one for, like, local artists. One for, I don't know if we had Wally involved, maybe local as expanding out Wasatch Front. Then maybe high school student exhibit.
So that each one of them had
Each one of them have a quarter.
So we could,
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to frame it up so I can kind of investigate what type of budgets we would need
for
these.
So the fall would be your photo contest, that fall quarter.
So maybe in the fall contest we would have the photo contest, but we would have, for that quarter, we would have an artist who is a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be that month. And then
quarter.
Another quarter.
Yeah.
And then another quarter would be, we would pick a theme. They don't have to be the same theme every year, right?
Yeah,
like,
correct.
Because we could move through all of them. We could do watercolors, and we could do pencil drawings, and we could do oil painting.
Yeah.
Am I hearing you right then there'd be an established four quarters?
I would think we'd do four quarters.
Then, it's always going to be a student show. It might always be a photo contest, and then we'll come up with the other two. And
we'll just rotate them different.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's accessible enough to the public if it's in the chambers? Like, is that a place you want people to come? If the goal is to share with people, I'm just trying to think where we want them to come.
Yeah. There's just not
there's
any
nowhere
other.
Else.
Yeah.
There's nowhere
yeah.
else but
not
that.
Yet.
There's this
I'm
wall
sure
right above chambers that has a little bit of possibility.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the side walls down.
Yeah.
We could go in there and look, too.
Okay, yeah.
But I do think maybe more in the hallway, huh?
But the hallway would be nice, too, but there's just not a lot of wall space.
Yeah.
In like, the foyer.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty open, yeah.
I mean, it's just pretty open.
So
there's
is the council chambers only used at nights? Or tell me how often, like, how much is it in use?
Every Tuesday night.
Okay. That's the only thing that's like, so the rest of the time it's open.
Bitches for lunch once bunch. A month for the senior lunch bunch has lunch in there. We'll do some employee things in there, but we could, if we got it set up, we could open up the council doors, and so if the public came in.
So you would be okay with people coming in and
or
out.
We could set days up that they could come in, that we had it open, you know?
Way off of that, but I'm like, so if that's a room that's only used, you're telling me what you just said to me is twice a month.
Four times, because the Planning Commission uses it too.
Okay. Could you open that space up for events, i.e. like piano recitals?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, recitals too.
It would be nice to have a venue for music.
Because you got Wednesdays, Thursdays.
Yeah, and I think actually it could bring in like some good money. I think we're in desperate need of venues for local piano teachers and stuff like that.
I wish they'd let us use the golf course clubhouse because they have a beautiful piano. It's big and open. It's got plenty of parking. And
it does not have plenty of parking.
Well, I mean, for a piano recital, you shouldn't need that much. Yeah. But when I have to do a piano recital, like Tori teaches voice, Wally's wife, she has to rent out a really expensive place.
Yeah.
Mm.
And working with the people at the BDAC is difficult because they have a lot of nitpicky things. I've done, in my diploma work, I've done one of my recitals there, and it's tough to get everything that you need.
Tell me why. So, I need to hear this right now.
Because they almost nickel and dime you for everything. So in order to even use the facility to rent it, you have to be a member. The membership really doesn't do much for you.
Really?
So, yeah. So, like, I used it one time for my, before my bachelor's recital. It was whatever, precursor to that. And I needed a space that could accommodate about 60 people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had to become a member. So I had to pay the fee to become a member. And then you have to pay a fee to rent the space. Then you have to pay a fee to have a piano. And you have to pay a fee to have the music stands and, you know, microphones if you need them. You have to pay fees for those. And then, to top it all off, you have to pay a fee for the number of chairs that you need. So if you need anything beyond, I think it's 50, they charge you more. And I just, and they're not very easy to work with. Whoever their scheduler is not very easy to work with. And you can't schedule more than either 45 or 90 days in advance.
Okay.
Which is tough because piano teachers want to
set their spring
for
schedule
the year.
Fall.
For the school year. And that was the first facility I'd heard of that says, no, you cannot schedule if it's beyond 90 days. Anyway, so that makes it difficult. So I was thinking, I live up by the golf course, and I was thinking, why in the world can't we use that?
Yeah.
But if you call to reserve it, you have to pay for 4 hours, and it's like...
It's expensive.
$3,000.
Yeah.
Teachers can't do that.
I know a vocal coach that just... it's Wally's.
Wally's wife, Tori.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she... Oh, yeah, I just heard this whole story, and she went on, and the... What's the place on Fifth South?
She's at that reception center for her voice.
And she paid $500.
I take voice lessons from her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and she says they are so much easier to work with. I may go there from now on, so.
Let me tell you what the
issue is going to be. It's going to be city staffing.
Okay.
So for having the public in here, they're going to need somebody to be here to lock up the building.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So that's really where that issue is going to be.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I can tell you that it's not in phase one of Hatch Park. This is our long-term goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So phase two of the park is supposed to have a community
building.
Yeah, community building.
Yeah. Okay.
Where we want to have that kind of thing. And then we will have with the new park an events coordinator who would actually be the person that would schedule these kind of events in that building and in the parks and those
That's
types of
cool.
things. So we have that in the plan.
Just in the long-term plan, you're saying.
Yes.
But you're saying short-term.
But needing $10 million to build a...
Oh, that's all.
Yes.
Okay.
You know?
Chump change.
So building that is the... Staffing it will be... the lesser of the two problems.
Yeah.
It's getting the money to
build
that part.
It will, because the BDAC
part.
Whenever there's recitals there, they just have one person at
yeah.
the front desk,
yeah.
and that's it.
But
so
I guess the question is, is it on their priority list? Or I'm not trying to say this in a good or a bad way. I'm just, is opening up this to the public to allow them to come in here to have events or see art, is it a priority enough to like use it as a springboard? Because if we're going to do a community center, is opening this up and hiring something to fill that position, maybe even just part-time, would it benefit the city enough to do a small, like, I guess we call it a trial run?
Yeah, and maybe we picked a night, right?
Like, yeah, you can rent, you can right. open it up only on
Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, or during the day. Like
but yeah, or it could be, so that's what I was saying, if it was, we wanted to display art and we wanted to have it open during the regular business hours, that's absolutely not going to be any problem.
Yeah.
Like putting, it's just a matter
it's a
of
nighttime
getting
thing.
The system right. to hang it up. But if you want to have events at night, that's when it's going to require some city staff to yeah. be here to lock up the building.
And during the day, the doors are usually closed, but
yeah, we can
could
open them.
More inviting. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. There's no reason that we couldn't just open those doors and yeah. have that open.
But it
so
would be able to be seen by like the community that come to yeah. the council meetings and the senior lunch bunch, and yeah, it wouldn't be
yeah.
sitting in there alone
paying bills and
yeah.
And listen, if we're hosting a senior lunch bunch, wouldn't it be easy to let other people have a lunch in here once in a while? I mean, tell me, sure, I don't understand like how it works here. Like so if it's already able to be used for a senior lunch bunch, there's some obviously bringing in catered food for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I mean, sort of, yeah, quasi catered, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's catered.
But so
it's not fancy though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we use local restaurants.
Who do they?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You know, to supply.
What's their budget or who's paying for lunch? Bunch?
The city pays for their lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a
for the senior lunch.
Yeah.
So this is a city event you're having there. It's not an outside group coming.
Right. No,
oh,
it's,
okay.
It's definitely
but
a
like,
city event.
But like could you open it up to our local businesses? I don't know if anybody would want to use it for like a place to have corporate lunches or something. If they brought in their own catering?
I can't imagine why we wouldn't. We could have it. I mean, it's certainly something because that would get the ball rolling and a built-in, you know,
yeah,
program
yeah.
so
a stream.
We can move over into the
mm-hmm. yeah. So if you did a small
place.
Venue fee that would maybe cover
yeah.
this part-time staffers thing, then you see like, I don't know, I think it would start a pattern.
Yeah.
And then, and piano recitals and voice recitals are like no-brainers because.
Well, the North Salt Lake Choir used to practice here every.
That's right.
Whatever. Mm. I don't know what,
that's awesome.
I don't know what days
yeah.
they used to.
So cool.
Yeah. So I don't well, know see, where they practice.
Then
now,
it gives more exposure to the art. It gives the community a place to gather. Like I mean, it would have. I guess you know what you were saying here is if we opened it up for piano, we're gonna have to put a piano in there.
There is a piano in there.
Well, there is.
Is it a good one?
Yeah. Right. What kind of piano is it?
Let's go try it out.
They're not all created equal.
No. I don't know if it's a good one.
Yeah.
I think the choir used
is
it.
Is it upright or grand?
It's upright.
Where is it?
No.
It's
a you need
right
a grand.
Yeah, you need a grand for your piano recitals, yeah.
Yeah, we don't. It's
but
not
but
a grand
I do
piano.
Have a good resource for a grand piano. Mm-hmm. So.
So. But these are
okay, sure.
these
just
are
put,
also questions
put that
we
on
need
the budget,
to say.
About $6,000 to $10,000 for a piano.
Yeah, I'll ask it.
Just put it in there, Sherry. Let them shoot you down. But just.
Lighting, hanging.
There used to be a $14,000 budget. They didn't.
Well, that's parks, trails, and arts. I hope that didn't.
Hey, the worst they can tell you no.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
Yeah, and then
the answer, I always tell my kids, if you don't ask the question, the answer is no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to ask,
yeah.
and we have to start having, that's why we need to have these conversations, like,
yeah.
what do we want to set our goals at? What do we want to get done
yeah.
first? You know,
yeah.
is the first thing that we would like to do is start an art community where we can display art.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we need to do that? We want to do this. We want to be able to have, maybe it's like the Monarch every in Ogden, like the first Friday, they have a first Friday event
mm-hmm.
where, and certainly if a committee member wanted to be the staff member that came and was responsible to lock up the building after that first Friday or the second Friday or whatever day of the month we wanted to do it, and that was the night that it was open
yeah.
and
mm,
could be hosted
gotcha.
Where you would have the artists come and people could come and see it, but for the rest of the quarter, people could just come in during regular business hours and view the
well, it's
art.
It's like a launch weekend
around.
When you have the first of the quarter, the
yeah.
artist comes, invites their friends
yeah.
and family
yeah.
and
yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
But, yeah. So I don't know if you've heard that, like the first Friday events at the Monarch in Ogden.
I like it.
So that's, the Monarch is, I don't know if I told you about it, but the Monarch is, it was the first car garage, parking garage in the west of the Mississippi, and it was built in Ogden. So it fell into disrepair. It was built in the early 1900s, and it fell into disrepair, and then a developer bought it, and he's turned it into an artist kind of community. So he has artist spaces in there that they rent. Artists can rent, and they do their work in these.
Yeah.
What would you call that? Your studios. Yeah. Studios.
First Friday art stroll.
Yeah.
Open studio.
And so on everybody who's in there.
And beer pairing.
Everybody who has a lease there has to be there on the first Friday so people can come and meet the artists and see their work and see them working in the space.
6 to 9.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So some idea like that we could come up with that was our first night of the quarter when we would have the artist there or a representative artist, because obviously we can't have your dad there, but we could have you there, or your mom. That would be fantastic.
Well, I like this, I think the first thing we need to ask for in budget is the system to display the art.
Okay,
and I don't even know how we go about figuring that out.
Well,
but.
I have an intern.
Oh,
and
there you go.
He is excellent at research. So
wonderful.
Start there. Because what I would think about is like, what did they do at the Davis County, at the new Davis County building?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go down the halls in the Davis County building, they display a lot of art, and they have the hell hanging system, and they have the lighting that they've set up for it. So we just need to find out
what they
use. We
can
call them.
Yeah.
And then we can start there, right? So there's places that we can call to start getting some ideas about what that
we
kind
use
of
that intern.
Is.
And they have
I
music.
Need an intern.
What was that? No?
And they have music. Nathan Pacheco has been there.
That's amazing.
And they do music. And a craft night.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, needs a 20-year-old intern. Somebody in their 20s go their research for them.
Yeah.
Which is like gold. So my mother calls my kids all the time before she calls me these days because, you know, you can call a 20-year-old.
And they'll Google it.
Okay.
For my part-time intern.
Awesome. So sure, I don't know if we can set a budget until you...
Well, basing on this conversation, I can put together some numbers.
You have an idea.
And then I'll bring it back at our next meeting and I can give them some tentative numbers to give to the council to try and plug in.
I hope that was okay to say what our old budget was, but because it's certainly different, but it kind of gives you a range of, you know, it's not 2, it's not 50.
Well, and Suzette's going to advocate.
Yeah.
And is this for 2026? Is that what we're talking about?
So it's starting July 1st.
Oh, that's the fiscal year.
Yeah.
July to July.
So that's why it gets approved in June. But then there's always, they can bend the budget anytime. They just have to have a public hearing.
Yeah.
And so I don't want you to think the city has a lot of money to spend, but they have a rainy day fund of money that they should spend on some things.
If things come up, right.
You know, they have a really healthy savings account.
As Jeff Scroger did a presentation to City Council about a year ago about how much money we spend on the citizens with events, it was very small. So I think we could double that. And I mean, it was like 23 cents.
And how do we make some real impact? And that's a good place to start.
Yeah, that art.
And then... And then what we need to do, and then in next year, what we need to be working on is thinking about public art, like art and start doing some research on, because we don't need the art for Hatch Park this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to need it the
next
one.
Yep.
And
well,
so
I
we
have
need to start
ideas
thinking
that.
About that.
And they're not obvious ideas, but they are more like interesting park benches. Like there's one, this one's cool.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. That's really cute.
Yeah, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one I saw that was like the shape of a book. I'm partial to this one.
So I wonder where you even get those. I wonder if that's
cute.
Oh, that's cute. I wonder if artists do those up and you...
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of stuff like this, like interesting lampposts, like these.
Those are cool.
Oh, those are really cool.
Now, see, what if
you
do something like
art
that
in the form of
in
this?
The triangle here? You know.
Yeah.
What about that in Hatch Park?
Aren't those cool?
What about something like that instead of that weird monument?
These lights, they're in the shape of instruments.
That's cute.
Isn't that
I love
fun?
Those.
I love. There's a sculpture in Bountiful that. Like of a parent and a child kind of sitting on the park bench.
Yes, and they're reading, aren't they?
One. Yeah,
yep.
Reading.
I've seen that one. I love that one.
I love that one.
Yeah,
so
just not obvious in your face art, but just interesting, quirky things that can't be found in every city.
Yeah.
And it's stuff like that. So
it'd be cool if we could find out what our quirky thing is.
Yeah.
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 What do we
want?
Well,
we can build it off of
the
just everywhere you turn there's a little
the murals. We yeah. could take elements from your dad's paintings and create park benches out of those or statues yeah. or something.
He does like a whole series of like chairs. Like really cool looking.
Wouldn't that be cool? Chairs.
That would be cute if we had yeah. big a chair chairs, sitting giant next chairs. To the mural. People would sit on for a picture. How everybody goes to a beaver and takes a picture in that stupid chair at the gas station. You have to live yeah. to a picture of your kids in that stupid chair in Beaver.
Yes,
you have a cute
yes.
chair here.
But that one that has the big chair in it. What if we had a big chair in Hatch Park that the kids could yeah. climb on?
Stuff
yes.
like that.
Pictures.
I think that's where the art should come in. Is functional.
Yes.
Yeah, playful. Functional is yeah. pretty fun.
Not just fancified new.
Right.
Something.
Yeah. Not just like some bronze sculpture that stands
soul.
There as like Adonis
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
yeah.
But there's
it
also
has its place. I'm not saying
yeah.
it doesn't. I'm
that
just saying
park in,
doing something fun.
Moab. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. That park in Moab that has the musical instruments that the people can go and actually play. They're
interactive,
large, like
yeah.
And we have some of those that are planned in the in
yeah,
the playground.
Just,
so
I
some
think
of those
will
are
be beautiful.
Planned. Yep.
So, anyway, just
noise make me.
That
the
is the idea:
ones.
Is just to put in functional art that's just interesting and fun to look at, and you can actually use it. So, like, sit on it or climb
yeah.
on it or play it.
That would be so fun.
That would make Hatch Park unique from any other local parks. You know, in any neighboring cities.
Okay, so I'm bringing
so.
These topics up tomorrow
mm-hmm.
in the Hatch Park meeting
awesome.
That
okay.
you guys gave me. These
is the triangle
these
part of the Hatch Park plan?
It we've asked them to do the design. It's not part of the construction, but
okay.
we've asked them to do something that kind of helps. We need a landscape architect to do something here to tell us.
Tie it in.
Yeah.
But we kind of need to figure out what do we want. Entry, the city council, see, they really said in their budget work session, their budget retreat 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
That they really, all of them basically came out and said one of their priorities was beautification of this city.
Yeah,
so
I would
art
agree.
And landscaping
and the entryways.
And
I think they were talking about the entryways too,
yeah.
specifically.
Yeah, and so some of those decisions, they
that's definitely
and hoping that those things, that they put some serious amount of money into the budget. For those
that's
things
awesome.
Like entry monuments, because our old
yeah.
entry monuments are not very
awful.
You know.
Maybe at the end of this meeting, we should just go stand on that triangle so you can kind of see the scope of what it shows of our
but
city.
I think
oh,
it
no.
would be fun to have rotating sculpture garden here
do
on
we
this
have,
property.
Would the Arts Council have, like, I have, like, this is just my interior decorator side. They just put up new signs on the Eaglewood Golf Course like 3 or 4 years ago. And I was very, very disappointed what they put up. There used to be, when the developer built it, there were beautiful rock pillars with beautiful copper writing on it. And obviously it's been, what, 30 years probably since it's been put up. And I'm sure nobody maintained them. So I'm sure maintaining the rocks started falling off. So instead of doing anything like that, they tore them down and put up metal signs that are just painted Eaglewood. And in my opinion, it was a massive step backwards towards like the
branding.
Yeah,
the
I'm
hype,
like, who
the,
did this?
I don't know.
And you've got like three of them. And I was like, I can't believe we can't do better than this. Like, I mean, there were rock stone pillars that the developer put in with beautiful copper writing. They're all gone. And just a stupid metal sign. I'm like, wow, we really cheapened this one up, didn't we, guys? And I'm just going to say
take
something.
That one, too.
And I'm just going to say the clubhouse was a cheap shot, too. A massively cheap shot. I'm like, they didn't bring in any architect. They probably said, hey, let's just take off the stucco and redo this and put on some siding and put up some, and we're going to call it good. And I'm like, oh, you guys, you missed it. This could have been a premier venue. The views are spectacular.
They really are.
They missed it. I mean, yeah. they put a great deck on.
The deck looks great.
The deck looks great, but I'm like, you really missed it architecturally on that clubhouse, and you were gifted this, basically. Like, your basis in it is really low. You could have done so much more.
I'm not involved in the budget, so I just put that out there right there, so I don't really know how the decisions were made or what they had. But I do know that the golf course was in serious financial trouble for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Where the taxpayers were subsidizing the operations of that.
Oh, yeah.
The golf course now is making money.
Yeah.
I know that. I've talked to Tyler.
And so
yeah.
I think that there are going to be more opportunities for those improvements to bring that level back up, I hope.
That would be
future,
awesome.
Based upon how well they're doing.
This little hole they're putting in, I said to Shenda, I'm like, really? Is that going to make them more money?
Which one?
That the new hole they're putting in up there at the golf
with
course?
With the, you know, the kind of snaking around.
No, the, it, I guess, the Chandel said it's a really big deal to have like a floating island on a golf course.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So they've gone out there and they're taking a certain hole and they came in last fall. You would not believe it. I'm like, really? This is the best use of the money? But they dug out around 2/3.
I thought they were creating a nice ribbon.
It's not a floating island. You still can access it. Yeah. It's connected by a thin little thing.
With a peninsula.
So supposedly it's going to make it more, desirable for golfers to come, which is awesome. I mean, it's a great place. I don't golf, but I hear it's a great place to golf.
It must be out of the loop on that.
It's really interesting.
Maybe you need to be on the golf committee.
I should, because my house backed onto the maintenance shed, and boy, do I have a beef to pick with them. But here's the thing. From my architectural, like my interior design point of view, I just thought, when we talk about branding our city, I cannot believe that's what they did to the golf course. I mean, I think it's one of the greatest golf courses because of the views. And we had these beautiful entrances, and they just chopped down. I was like, so when I saw the branding, it was here a week or two ago, that was all the different colored things, I thought, really? That's the style for the city? I thought it was, blah.
I think they really need to, I mean, you showed us what city council got shown, but I mean, this is some good feedback. Like, is it alive? Is the logo alive, or did people just figure stuff out?
We hired a consultant to do that a couple of years ago. So, and it was really, the thing is that what it was done for was for a unique branding for just the town center, and then they've wanted to expand it out further instead of just keeping it in the town center.
And that makes sense.
It's supposed to be an urban, urban feel, right?
And like that makes sense when you're saying that. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But we don't have a big urban center.
We don't.
Right. That's why it should only be in the town center.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not trying to jump out of my lane, but...
We've argued for that on the planning side, that was just for the town center. But then people really like the logo and stuff, so then they're like, okay, we'll
have
to expand it.
They're going to have to do the street signs all over again.
I'm like, when you look at North Salt Lake, I mean, it seems more...
We're trying to figure out our identity.
Yeah, earthy, kind of natural, kind of, I mean, we're up against the mountains. Like, it was just like the one we talked about, those options for the landscaping up Eagle Point, you know? I'm like, the one I liked the best was the one that blended into like the mountains, and that's who we are.
Kind of random pine trees.
More casual one, not the
Tuscany.
One.
Yeah, and kind
more organic one,
and kind of more timeless because that urban thing, it seems super trendy, super hot right now. I can see how in 10 years we're like, oh, those lime green signs, yeah, that was so 10 years ago. Like, it'll date quickly.
I'm so glad I'm not the one that's just.
You're just so glad that you're not the one that has to go back and tell them this.
It just doesn't seem timeless. It seems super trendy. It seems like 10 years, maybe we spent how much money on what that 10 years later we're like, that didn't age well.
The city council did say they wanted to hire a consultant to say, let's look at the identity, not just the logo, but let's look at who we are.
Strategy for
the
whole
like, who is North Salt Lake, the passageway to anywhere
in Utah.
That'll
be interesting to see if that makes it into the budget.
Yeah, but two or three of them were really keen on that idea, that we needed somebody to look at the whole picture.
Yeah.
Not just the, hey, this logo can go here or here or here.
Yeah.
That's why I guess I saw the triangle, because I feel like that triangle, for me, it's like my eyesore. Every time I get off the freeway, and instead of going up the hill, if I come this way, I'm like, ugh.
But aren't you so glad that we bought it so that there's not some quirky little coffee shop?
I am.
Because that's what the guy wanted to do, was to put a dorky little coffee shop trailer on it.
That would have been horrendous easements, like, or accessibility.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it very long, because that would have been horrible
so
access
dangerous.
Point. Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask this question that point?
Yeah.
So the point is one thing, and then at one time the city's talked about taking the diagonal road and expanding Main Street.
Main Street
in that little... You know that little...
This one?
Yeah, that one that goes down to the corner.
Oh, yeah?
You know, they talked about expanding that, so you could put more of a community building in this block or...
Well, they talked about dead-ending Main Street. So instead of having this street go through and hit Main Street, hitting Highway 89, that they do it, end that street.
I love
and
that!
And then that could add more property to this triangle
Definitely
piece that
could.
You could do something on.
I love that, because I've been thinking, like, the past reason, like, there's no way to expand our city center. I kept thinking, there's no way to expand it. It's private. I just kept thinking,
and
no.
As a neighbor, I hate the idea because of traffic, but I love the idea because we need a bigger place.
But where?
I mean,
where
wouldn't we be, like, kind of chaffed when you?
But you don't think it would eat, like, well, is that diagonal really? I mean, how often is it? I mean, is it? I'd be curious to know the traffic pattern on it.
Oh, there's a lot.
Is it?
It's a lot. I use it a lot. I use it every day.
Do you?
I don't use it, but. And I live right here, but I don't like to use it because, I mean, I used to use it when I was getting on the freeway to go, but now every time we come out of here, we come this and go to the light just because it's so dangerous when you have to crank your head.
If you're,
I know.
And it hurts my neck to see back to do that. So it really is. It's.
So you think most people that are local right here use the diagonal?
Oh, definitely
for
the
sure.
commuters in and out.
For
lots
sure.
of people use it coming in. When they're going to the people who work in the industrial area.
It's our Foxborough people.
Yeah.
You use that diagonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Foxborough and it's all
But
the,
I could live without it.
And it would be the off traffic from 15 going south.
Yeah. And then
you
have
a whole traffic study
on
that.
We did a whole town center traffic study. Yeah. The counts are, we would need to do something different with this. Well, the intersection would change because if this leg was dead-ended, there would be less traffic going that way, so we could actually, but we think there would need to be a light. It would need to be signalized.
On the corner?
Yeah.
The four-way?
Yeah. It'd be nice if we, in a perfect world, where we didn't have buildings that we want to keep there,
yeah,
you could do a roundabout, because two out of the four corners are not a problem, but two out of the other, two of the four corners, there are beautiful buildings that we don't
that
want.
You can't touch.
Yeah. We're,
yeah.
Can you
so that's not happening.
Yeah. You couldn't widen just the city and the park enough to make it? No?
No.
Yeah. Lots of ideas.
Yeah. There's all sorts of constraints. And then, you know, money's always the bottom line when it comes down to all of that good stuff.
I'm going to add one piece in it, too. So we've got the Triangle and Hatch Park. And I know they'd like those things to tie in. We also have the amphitheater right there that needs some love. So. You know, whether there's some mural that can go on that someday, or some tile, or some sculpture, or some gardeny. It's been used in like 5 and 6, 7 years ago, but it hasn't been.
I am on Camille's side as far as that goes. And she, I know that you probably thought that like the parks guys were trying to shut you down on that idea. I think they're more just trying to say, well, if we put a mural on those
steps,
concrete walls that you have on each of the murals, that we need to move some of the sprinkling system so that the sprinklers
absolutely.
Are not shining. So
they
try to bring that up, but when they say it, it really sounds like they're poo-pooing the idea.
Yeah, they're selling the reality of
the way they say
it
is not.
It's all about.
Always,
I am glad to hear you
like
say
me.
That. Next meeting, I'll bring a little schematic of, you know, how to enliven or beautify that little area.
Well,
so
take,
it's
we
part
can take
of that
some pictures and then I can PowerPoint some murals
terminus,
in
you know,
there. Because I
that
think it would
cool.
be really cool to do some, you know, like
veterans
themed murals on those. Because if it's the Veterans Plaza, then shouldn't it have something that makes you think of veterans?
Or at least
I love it when you said add a tile. Like that would be cool if they could somehow put the art
on
tile and put that would be another dimension. Because we're going to have a mural here and there. How can we do something besides just a painted mural?
That'd be cool. Mosaic or something.
Yeah,
mosaic
would be super cool.
Because I was asking about the water, the overspray, and the tile. Anyway,
we could always take that grass out.
We could take the grass out.
Drip lines.
Gravel
in or
something.
Can I bring that to the next meeting
to
some ideas for that?
Plants in that material.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it could be, you could even, and you can do cool sculptural things with different
the
colors.
Gravel,
Gravel and how you put it. I mean, because it's not like it's really, you can't go and sit there and then sit back against the wall on the grass. But it's not
flat,
conducive to that.
Right now it's used for the Winter Lights Fest, and people do sit on it the last weekend. And
but they're sitting on the concrete part.
And they're
not sitting
on
the grass part.
Right. I'm just saying that it's still usable, but not the grass.
Yeah, the grass part is where your feet go beneath where you're sitting on the concrete wall.
Oh, yeah.
So that grass doesn't need to be there. And so we don't need to have the sprinkling system.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah.
And try to get a mural there for
And that's a lot less expensive just to take the grass out.
Right.
And it's a wasteful bit of grass Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's wasting
water. So when you look from Hatch Park, you can look up and see the flag, see the city building, and you could really see something beautiful there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coming back to
there
mosaics.
Is somebody that wants to do a play here.
Oh, yeah?
In May.
That'd be cool.
They've applied for a special event permit, so it's up to you to play or something.
How
I'll have to get details for you.
Wait, just circling back to mosaic, I think when I realize now how it functions, like you're going to have people's feet and legs hanging down on the mural, so that's, again, I think the mosaics might be longer lasting, more durable than a painted mural. So what do you do? Can you bake a mural into mosaics or just make it out of mosaics? Or, I don't know, you have to look into something like that. But that'd be cool.
You know, something that's really cool, I think it's the Layton Library. It has tiles in their bathroom. They're just like 4x4 square or 6x6, probably 6x6. Anyway, they had elementary kids draw a picture on them.
That's a cute idea.
And then they baked them in or whatever. But they are really cool to sit in there and look at. But if we wanted to make this into a veterans center, you could gather signatures from all of the veterans and when they served.
Are you
going to
make me cry?
Anyway, and then people would actually come to see their vets
or signature. That's coming back
and where they served. And
well, that's coming back to remember when we did that huge, I was walking this, I'm like, oh, this is a forgotten era of our history. Mm-hmm. Remember when we all raised, this is going to date me, when we all raised money to do down there behind the Rio Grande when they built Gateway, is it called Gateway?
Yeah.
Remember everybody, you could buy a brick.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah,
your
yeah,
name,
yeah.
Your family name is a brick down there. And I was literally young and too poor to buy a brick. I thought, oh, if I could just afford to buy a brick. But people around me have bricks down there and their kids still go back like, oh, look, here's their family name.
Yeah, totally.
So how cool if we had a place like that, that we could do people from our city that served. And they could go down and put a signature where they served and put
or
a brick in something.
Currently serving.
Yeah.
Or just...
I think that would be so cool.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could do, like, mosaic tiles where, like, when you're up close on the tile, you can see, like, it's an individual picture of a veteran. And then when you're out far away from all of those pictures, it makes
it does something.
Like a flag or something.
Yeah.
You know,
that
something
would be
cool like that.
Well, sure, you just got to find the artist for that.
Yeah. I think $50,000 is our budget.
Let's go for $100,000. So you always ask for more than you want.
Yeah. They get cut in half. You're like, oh, that's
I hope they don't listen to these minutes.
It's all safe in ideas.
This is a safe place.
But so don't go back to city council. Heidi Smoot said the new plaques are ugliest in at the golf course.
They'll just hear it on this and they listen to it.
Who has that deep feminine voice? I think that's Heidi Smoot.
Okay, well, I think we have some good starting places to
go. Some homework. We need to find some monument people, some ideas for...
Yeah.
Finding out what their rental is.
But wait, could you ask your intern to call the City of Bountiful and ask them who they're, how they get their, like you said, the one of the mom and son on Main Street, ask them to call that.
You know, and for Hatch Park, if we're not going to do the, what did you call it, Sherry? Because I want it your voice on the record, not mine.
At Hatch Park?
Whatever that.
The Center Monument.
The Center Monument. There's artists like Cordell Hill. Is that
they're not picking the one I like, but it was still the least objectionable in my opinion. I don't look at those. I'm having a hard time with the landscape architects on that aspect of the park because it's a lot of money, and I just don't think it captures anything specific about our identity.
Yeah.
Like they were just
It's like the thing you brought us for the thing. I'm like, they're all beautiful, but it's not us.
Like it isn't us. And they're just loosely like, they kind of like, well, we had the railroad and industry, and then they kind of loosely associated some of the aspects of those things into this artist rendition, but it wasn't literal enough that anybody would get it.
Odd.
Right? So
through landscaping, you're saying?
The landscape architect.
But the landscaping is trying to reflect what you're telling us?
No, the center monument.
Oh, the center monument. Oh, okay.
And the design options that they came up with. When they presented them all, I kind of went, I mean, honestly, I was just kind of like, I was very underwhelmed.
I'm dying to see it.
Do you want me to bring this?
Yes, we do. Absolutely, Sherry. It piqued our interest. I have to see the atrocity now.
Show you the next time.
Awesome.
Let's
So you'll get
a place to. Sorry.
Oh no. Go ahead.
Speaking of a gathering place in that, I'm thinking this group probably is so well connected, you'll know all about it. But what are the possibilities that was the Wood Museum like? Could that ever be a public?
It's an atrocity.
Well,
too.
I know it's in bad shape. The property's there, and would they?
But it's not in North Salt Lake.
Oh, it's not.
And the family.
Would never let it go. They just don't know what to do with it, though.
But in my opinion, if it were ever to go anywhere, it'd be a great spot for a North Salt Lake Cemetery.
Isn't the building condemned?
Yeah, it's unsafe to go.
Yeah, you
in
can't.
There.
Like when I first moved, you could still go through tours,
yeah,
but now you can't.
Yeah, it's very unsafe.
And there's people. It's just. It's so odd that the children won't like. Maybe I should say on recording, but nobody agrees.
I think all those things. Sometimes it's. You have to wait for certain people to die, right?
But that's Bountiful, not North Salt Lake.
It's not in Bountiful. It's in Bountiful.
It's in Bountiful.
Yeah.
Really? That? The round? So where's our city boundary?
Right around that.
Seriously, just cut that right out and put it in Bountiful?
Yeah, they de-annexed and wanted to be in Bountiful.
The round building up on the hill?
Yeah. They asked to be disconnected from North Salt Lake and they annexed it.
From their family land? They wanted disconnected from their family land that was developed? That's but there's a lot of strong personalities in that family. I know. We've been dealing with it for.
Yeah. I would agree with that. The ones I've met are very strong personalities.
Okay.
There's one I like.
I don't feel like
you know the one that I like.
I think I know. He's the one I like.
Yes, he's the one I like too.
He's the likable one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the rational one.
He's not the one that drives me nuts.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for entertaining me.
So, we've talked about that. Do you want to give an update on the. Yeah, that.
And then the tour of South Salt Lake. Are we? I didn't see it on the agenda, but do you want to still look for May 9th, Saturday, to go to South Salt Lake's Mural Fest as a committee?
Mass.
Is it the Saturday? What is it?
Is that the 9th?
That's a Friday, May 9th.
So it's the 10th.
10th. I will be gone that weekend.
No, I'm not available at all that day.
This is making it easier.
Is it only a one-day event?
Yeah, it's like the kickoff, and then you can go anytime.
Okay.
So we could go anytime and see it. It would be less crowded.
Yeah.
But they've been on the radio. Have you been hearing it? Like 14 new murals this year.
Wow.
Where is it?
South Salt Lake.
Their Mural Fest is May 10th.
Okay.
And I think that on that day they have the artists, the muralists are there. With the
and the food trucks
and
the
food trucks and stuff,
and
yeah.
That's cool.
So, if you want, we can.
I'll bring it up again. I think we'll have another meeting and.
Well, we won't before May 10th.
Oh, you're right.
This year is
how do we connect? What, who would be interested?
So,
in
if
just
you're interested, then I think
it.
We should just.
Who's in town? You're not Heidi.
Not on the weekend, but I'm looking it up. I'm like, I could go anytime.
Well, why don't we do it another time then?
Okay. Do you want to look into that, and then we can just email it out to everybody?
And your trip is tomorrow?
Friday. But I'll be back May 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it afterwards. And our tour with Stan, we didn't do, but what's the appetite for that? Is there still some interest in going around town and hearing about some of our history?
I would love to after my son's lacrosse season. That's where I am every Saturday.
Weekends are so hard.
So.
Okay, give me an idea of what that.
I think he is finished on. I think he has an all-day tournament on the 10th.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm free. I shouldn't say that out loud.
Right. I'll look into June and just give us another opportunity to meet.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
School's out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Sherry.
Okay. So, and then there wasn't anything else you needed to report on, because we already reported on the NSL reads.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we're.
But speaking of that, as we set a budget, I know that the subcommittee for NSL reads wants to have a presence at the Unity events and maybe not just make it a spring thing, but kind of sprinkle it throughout. The year and have a little I don't know, little zine activities at the NSL tent at the food truck night. Because there's already a tent there for NSL, so.
So should we put that on our next agenda to talk about the unity and the community events and what presence we might want to have at some of those?
Exactly. Maybe the art, maybe we can have people do like sidewalk chalk art just all over the place.
Something that would be fun.
For those things. Just go. Okay. I don't know, I say I'll stuff like all over the place.
Agenda.
I don't know. I'm not.
Which brings up when's the next agenda that I would have or that I would be the first. So the first Monday in June is June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Is everybody good with that date?
I am.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay.
And then we can make our final recommendation on the budget stuff, and I'll have plenty of time to get it pulled together.
Yeah, that looks good.
6:30?
Yep.
June 2nd, 6:30.
And then the last thing we have is minutes.
Yeah, that's where I would say the minutes. Just 1 second.
This is just a housekeeping question, but why do we need to approve the last meeting's minutes?
You have to approve the minutes at the very next meeting that you.
How come they have to be approved? Dumb question.
Okay.
But
so the state law requires that because we're a committee that's created by the city council by ordinance or resolution, that this is an open and public meetings, and you have to keep minutes.
That.
So that's why we have to approve the minutes.
Think that's just because we do it for the BDAC. We have to approve.
Well, that's probably part of your charter.
Or part of bylaws,
The reason that we have to do it is because we're
a public.
A public.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. That was just a curiosity.
Yep.
I was looking over just, like, how come I got confused if the meeting was tonight or next week, but that's not a big deal.
Oh,
but
I had that, too. I was like, well, I'm just going to show up tonight if nobody's here. And then I saw your thing. I was like, oh, good, I picked the right choice to show up.
Because last time we had said, let's meet on April 28th.
So somewhere
and then
here it says April
the next
28th.
Day I was at work and I was like, oh, I'm going to be in New Jersey.
That's right. Okay.
So then I sent you guys an email and said, then we kind of went back and forth on what days we wanted to meet. So we landed a week earlier.
As I was looking for that, I just noted that last week you did talk about that platform at the golf course, and the committee was enthusiastic about the potential, the kind that breaks down, and Jean had a mobile one.
And I'm giving that information to
the
public works people.
You're gathering that. Okay.
And so, but I think they are going to get the same guy is offering to give us those phone things that he has, so, and we're going to get those. So John is making arrangements, him and Allie, to get those picked up and brought over to Public Works so they can be utilized in the park because they're really good. So he's donating them to the city. It's awesome.
That's nice.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting, which was
March 24th.
March 24th.
Do we have a second? Sorry, I'm with it. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Do we have a note of Tammy's appointment? Is she?
I don't have anything yet. So I was thinking I would suggest this other person, this Wally guy.
Wally
Beck.
To her.
Yeah.
Wally Beck, because I can't remember his name.
He's great.
I'm sure if I
and
know
he
him,
said he's
I
willing.
I remember him.
Yeah.
So
he'd love to be a part of this.
I don't. I'm gonna. Jean, was that something that you'd like to consider again?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Wally would be more qualified.
I think until we're done with her being the artist for
I wondered about the
probably
conflict
lets,
of interest. Okay. Yeah.
Then we'll
yeah.
put we'll keep her on our
okay.
to do list, but she can still be here as a subcommittee member, or a member of the public.
Yeah, public knowledge.
I love it.
So
yeah. What did you think?
As long as you guys don't mind, I enjoy coming.
No, we love it.
Yeah.
We love it. Yeah. Love it absolutely. Do we do a motion to adjourn?
Oh, yeah. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.